Louisiana has lost about 2,000 square miles of coastline in the last 80 years, according to estimates. That's an area the size of the state of Delaware. Coastal erosion and seawater damage have a lot to do with it, and now scientists are working to stop this. They've built a massive physical model of the Mississippi Delta to help them figure out the best way to restore the fragile Delta ecosystem. Joining us now is Clint Wilson, director of the Center for River Studies at Louisiana State University. And Clint, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you, Mina. Appreciate being on.
Start by explaining the problem. Why are the Mississippi Delta wetlands being overtaken by saltwater?
Well, the biggest problem we have is that the river has been disconnected from a lot of the wetlands. And we made that decision as a nation, 150 years ago, and then reinforced that to allow the ships and allow the industries along the river to, grow. So we basically levied the river in order to, maintain the navigation and protect those communities. The result of that is that we've disconnected the river, and so the river is no longer delivering the water, the sediment, the nutrients back to the wetlands.
And that's caused seawater to inundate the area. What kind of damage has it caused?
Well, the biggest problem is our coast is really a deltaic coast, so it relied upon the delivery of sediment over, thousands of years. And when you disconnect that, you get natural processes like subsidence, saltwater intrusion, and you get major wetland loss. The vegetation changes types and then at some point dies off. And so, we've lost, as you said, almost 2,000 square miles of wetlands, and that's projected to continue over the next 50 years.
So now you're hoping to divert parts of the river, bring sediment back to these wetlands?
That's correct. Yeah, the state's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, the lead agency, developed a master plan for restoration protection. One of the primary project types in their master plan is our sediment diversions. The idea is to, in a controlled way, reintroduce the river and its nutrients and its sediments back into our wetlands.
And this is a delicate process, I imagine, so that's why you need your model.
That's correct, because, at the same time we want to restore our coast, we've got to, ensure that the navigation industry is not disrupted. And then we also need to make sure that the communities, the people, the industries along the river, do not see any increased flood risk. So there is this balance, as you said, between the wetlands need these resources, and at the same time, the economy needs the river and the communities need to be safe.
Describe your model. It sounds massive, and also explain how you'll use it.
Certainly. Yeah, so the model covers, it's 90 by 120 feet in size, so a little, about the size of two basketball courts side by side. And it covers approximately 190 miles of the lower Mississippi River. And we're able to use the model to look at the flows in the river, the water levels along the river. We're able to look at relative sea level rise, so the combination of subsidence and the Gulf of Mexico rising, we're able to incorporate that into the model. And we're also able to, by using a very lightweight plastic material, we're able to replicate the Mississippi River sand. And so when you put all these things together, what we're really doing is looking in a kind of a macroscopic way at how the river's going to respond, whether it's sea level rise, different flows coming down the Mississippi River, or most importantly, we're going to be looking at the effectiveness of river sediment diversions and what impact they have on the river. In other words, are they going to increase or decrease dredging requirements in certain areas? Are we going to increase or decrease water levels in certain areas because we're of the sediment diversions? So those are the kind of things that we're going to study. And what makes the model, so powerful really are two things. First is that we're able to replicate 1 year on the Mississippi River in 1 hour on the model. So we can basically go from January 1st through December 31st, go through low flow periods, high flow periods, when sand moves, when it doesn't move. The second thing that's really so powerful is the ability to let people see how the river responds. How does the sediment move?
You needed this $4 million model because it was important to make sure you wouldn't disrupt industry and residents who live nearby. But it also sounds like that you want to make sure you don't want to affect other parts of the river with these diversions.
Well, that's correct. We want that balance between, using the river and its resources for restoration, not disrupting navigation, and not increasing flood risk to any of the communities or industries. So, yes, we're able to look at, you know, if a river sediment diversion is located, you know, around 60 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. You know, we're able to use this model to see what the impacts might be 10 or 15, 20 miles downstream from that diversion or 15, 20 miles upstream from that diversion.
What's your timeline? How soon could you begin diverting water to the Delta, diverting water and sediment?
The Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority is currently has an engineering team designing that structure, and they are also going through the permitting process with the Corps of Engineers. So I believe, you know, within 2 to 3 years, they hope to start turning dirt on this project.
Clint Wilson is the director of the Center for River Studies at Louisiana State University. Clint, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.